Hey, sister. Do you want to be able to operate in the fullness of your calling without having to fear of doing the wrong thing or having to worry about what others will think? Are you tired of doing the back and forth thing of going all in and then later to realize you don't feel ready or it wasn't the right choice? Do you wish there was a way to feel confident in your calling and take actions that show God that you trust Him? My name is Yolanda King, a wife, mom, social worker, and women's transformation coach. After a lifetime of struggling with deep hidden insecurities and feeling like I could never quite reach my potential, I discovered that the key to kingdom success is having a rooted kingdom identity, a fortified mindset, and the courage to take relentless action in spite of struggles. It is my mission to help you pick up the mantle of your calling full of confidence in knowing who you are and what you are destined to do. Here on the podcast, we will have discussions that will empower you, strengthen your leadership skills, help you connect and serve the people God called you to lead, and give you the tools to build a kingdom lifestyle that you love and honors God. So are you ready to receive clarity, coaching, and divine downloads so you can be the woman God called you to be? Let's do this. Praise the Lord, my beautiful sister, and welcome back to another episode of the She's Called and Confident podcast. So today's episode is going to be a bit different, but I'm so excited to bring on web designer Melissa McKenzie onto the show. She is a website designer and owner of Carbon and Clay Design Co., a website studio helping small business owners launch a client-winning website so that they can have a wait list of clients instead of spending time trying to find the next client. And Melissa is also the person who I bought my brand new website template, which is launching today, and all the information is in the show notes, and I'll talk a little bit more later on about that. But I'm so excited to bring Melissa onto the show. Melissa, welcome to the She's Called and Confident podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes. And so I love to bring like different people who I like feel like have a story to share. And I'm just curious to know really, how do you feel God called you to business?
Okay. I love this question because entrepreneurship was like never on my radar. I was the very like motivated, high achieving college student who went to school for graphic design. I actually wanted to go for photography, but there's no 4-year degrees in photography. When I just chose graphic design, I fell in love with it. And I was the one that graduated in 3 years instead of 4, cramming all the May term classes in, the summer classes in. And, you know, I had like 3 jobs. I think I had 4 jobs in college at one time. And I was the one that I was like, my resume is going to be at the top of the pile. I'm going to have this really cool graphic design office, work at this firm and do really cool stuff. And I could not wait. Well, I married my high school sweetheart right after college. Like I graduated a week later, we got married, which was another reason I tried to graduate in 3 instead of 4 years. And on our honeymoon, we got pregnant. And not only did we got pregnant with twins. And so 9 months into our marriage, we had 2 babies. And praise the Lord, we dated for almost 7 years before we got married. So thankfully, like, yes, going from 0 to 2 babies is really hard, but we had that like really solid foundation of knowing each other. And so I all of a sudden had 2 babies with a fresh degree, and we just decided that it was best for me to stay home with them. We both had gone to this private college, so we had massive amount of student debt, thinking we were going to have 2-income household. So I needed to find a way to stay home with my babies and bring in a little bit of income to help with those expenses. And so I started doing freelance, which turned into brand designer, which then turned into website designer. And God has just been so good with how He allowed me to figure that all out. Remote work wasn't even really a thing when I graduated, because we're talking that was like 10 years ago. And now there's so many things that you can do from home. It's been a really big blessing, but it's been something that was never my plan.
Yeah, I love that. And I, One of the things I admire about you, and I don't think I've ever shared, is that you are like a living example online of it's 100% possible to work a business that is profitable, supporting your life, you know what I mean, your ministry, your household, while working like hours that work for you. You have your business that works with your lifestyle and you prioritize your children. And I love seeing like all the reels and all like just the family engagement alone. And I feel like that really resonates with this community, because some women, you know, they desire to have a business so that they can be present in their household, but sometimes it's just a little bit difficult, which brings me to this, the system of having a website and how that can support your business. Because I hear the saying online that you don't need a website to start off, but as a web designer, what is your perspective on that?
Yeah, so I do think it's possible to run a business without a website. I don't think it's very sustainable to run a business without a website. And the reason is because if you are growing your business through social media, or really all the other ways that you are able to grow, you have to show up somewhere 24/7, or else your leads dry up when life happens. And so if you are constantly trying to get new followers on social media to grow your business, when the kids get sick, or you know, a parent dies, or whatever happens in your life and you can't show up, that's when it's really hard to grow a business. But what your website does is it is always running in the background for you, and it kind of gives you control over the journey. So when someone visits your website, you can have it laid out to where you are collecting those leads on your email list. You are showing them what they need to click on next, making sure that they have the information they need quickly, filling out your contact form, going to your inbox. Whereas on social media, if you know, post something, it's really only showing up for less than 24 hours. And I forget the percentage that actually sees your posts, but it's very low. Whereas if you can be blogging on your website intentionally to be found on Google, you are always growing that traffic that points to your website. And so it's something that you set up once, and then maybe you're blogging once a month, and it's like, that's your system. That's it. Then people are actively searching for what you provide on Google and finding your website, and everything is pointing to your website. So when you do show up on social media, everything's pointing to your website. So that way, hopefully we can collect their email address and we can always be top of mind for them. So we're showing up in their inbox. And there's different systems we can set in place for that too. But that would be the biggest thing. It's like when life happens, you need something that can show up for you.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more, because there's been so many seasons of my life where my energy, my mental health, or my health wasn't to the point where I was available to show up consistently on social media and market. Okay, I have another question for you. Are you able to explain for the listener who possibly does not understand this language that we're speaking about, the process of just quickly, once they land into your website, like how does somebody give the email? What does that process look like?
Yeah, so there's typically a automation setup. You will need what's called a CRM, which is kind of like an email management system where you can set up automated emails. So when someone puts in their email and name to your website into this embedded form from your CRM, they will automatically be sent that freebie into their email. So you are setting this thing up once, and then it's kind of running in the background. So there's MailChimp, there's ConvertKit, which I personally use. There's all different CRMs that you can use for this, but what it does is it just kind of allows you to automate that and then also be able to blast out emails to like your entire list. So instead of, you know, being in Gmail, typing in everybody's name on your list and sending out an email that way, you're able to create one email, click, send to either like your entire list, which gets very useful if you have a few hundreds or thousands of people on your list. And so it just kind of manages everybody on your list, and it's like an email marketing system.
For the listener who's possibly brand new to websites, what is the difference? And I'm asking you because this year I barely kind of learned about templates through you. And I designed my Squarespace website since the very beginning. So what's the difference if I were to log on to Squarespace and then just choose a general design and start working my way versus going into your website, Carbon and Clay, and purchasing a template with you?
I love that question because there are free templates out there. Like Squarespace has free design templates, and design is only like a part of the system of your website, of a well-working website. And so, yes, that's great. They have free designs, but they're not going to be able to show you what goes where, how to write it, where all your call to action but are. Call to action buttons are going. They're not going to be able to show you, like, this is where you put your freebie. And so what our templates do is not only do they are they designed to look good, but they're designed with everything that I do for my one-on-one clients. So like the strategy that goes into the flow of the website, what goes on each page, to make sure that we actually are converting visitors into leads. That's not going to be in any Squarespace template. Also, Squarespace templates have or free templates out there, they've gotten a lot better, but they're not going to be as thoroughly designed, like creatively designed. And so they're going to look really cookie cutter. It's usually just like an image, a plain image. Whereas, like, if you go to a template shop, there's going to be like a little bit more flair and creativity. So the biggest thing is the strategy that comes with our templates and also the support. For 6 months, you have email support, and we also do live Q&A monthly calls where we can literally share your screen. And if you choose to come to them, like it's like a free designer hour, basically. Like Yolanda, you came to one and we like walked through your entire homepage and just like tweaked things. So I really do want to meet people where they're at because I've done self-paced courses before, and sometimes it feels like, okay, well, I still have a question about this here. And that's where the support comes in, is because every business is unique. And so you might have a question that is unique to your business.
Yeah, and I appreciate that so much. I probably asked like a billion questions. What is the difference as in like an average cost? And of course, this is 2024. Things could change in the future, but an average cost, if I were to hire you and be like, Melissa, can you please help me design my website versus purchasing the template and getting that assistance like through email with you for 6 months?
Yeah, so if you were to come to me and wanted a custom website, I would quote you $7,000. If you wanted me to set up your template for you, that's $1,500. So if you're purchasing a template for $197, you're still getting 6 months of support. You're getting the customization course that shows you how to do everything. You're getting the strategy. And so I used to do only custom sites, and they are such a big undertaking that it actually wasn't working with being a stay-at-home mom with my kids and doing only custom sites. And so that's why I kind of moved to the template shop. But I also wanted to bring that like high-level strategy that people are paying for into the template. And so I literally only take one custom site a year now. I'm really selective with that. But yeah, so it's a huge price difference.
Yeah, so you guys, like from 7,000 to 1,500 to purchasing a template for an average of 197 and getting some email support so that you could plug and play there. Literally, Squarespace is the easiest platform, in my opinion, out there for somebody who's not like technology advanced or just have that knowledgeable. Like, I love Squarespace. So yeah, just definitely I'll have all the information below so you could check out Melissa's information. How would you say having a website can support somebody, let's say in ministry or in church ministry? Because I know in business world it will help you collect leads and just work on the back end for you. But what about like in ministry?
How can you see that a website help?
I think that a website, if it looks good and works well, people can find what they're looking for relatively easy. I think it says so much about your perceived value, your perceived expertise, and it can help grow your ministry. I'm actually working on my church's website right now in hopes to grow our church from it, because people are usually, like, if you think about how you interact with websites, it's kind of like your first impression of that ministry or that business. And if you're not able to find what you're looking for, or you're confused, or it's not loading right, you're usually going to hit the X at the top, because it's just like, we live in such a fast-paced world that we want to get what we're looking for really quickly, and they're going to go somewhere else if they can't find that. So we need our website for our ministry to be really clear about who we serve, what we do, why we do it, like, right away. So they know, okay, this is what I'm looking for. And so just like a business, I would say that it has the power to grow your ministry.
Yeah, I love what you said about growing. And I love this quote from Craig Rochelle, where it says, you don't rise to the level of your goals and vision, you fall to the level of your systems. And as multi-passionate women of God, where God, you know, I mean, you have a family, you might be in ministry, you might be pursuing a business and everything, like, you need systems to support you in your calling. You know what I mean? You can't do it alone. And so website is just something that, I don't know if this is a correct term, but you could maybe multifaceted. Like, I know I use my website sometimes with one-on-one clients. They have their own page with a password on it. I try to see how can I maximize the website as much as possible, so I don't have to have all kinds of subscriptions, all kinds of different things that I don't need, and really try to get the most out of the website.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like the hub to everything. Like, it can be your link in bio page on your Instagram for free instead of paying for Linktree. It can host, like, you can use the blog section to host your podcast. Like, there's so many different things that we can do with our website that, you know, just hosting your website is the beginning of it.
Yeah, definitely. And so I'm curious to know, when you started your entrepreneurship journey until, like, right now in this season of your life, how have you seen God's hand work and play out?
So with different seasons, God has called me to different things. I now have 5 children. So obviously my twins were kind of what brought me into business. When I was pregnant with my 3rd, I kind of was able to just step back and coast, I would say. And that was a time where I had to be okay with, I see other people out here who aren't moms, like, working 8-hour days on their business, and they're growing so much faster than me. And I had to be okay with that and trust the Lord. When I was pregnant with my 4th child, she was a complete surprise. I was really sick the entire pregnancy, fell into, like, a really deep depression. And I kept hearing the word surrender, surrender, surrender. And I literally stopped business for a year. And my prayer to the Lord was, Lord, you're going to have to take away my passion for this, because I am holding on to it. And this is, like, I really want this, but now is not the time. And I surrendered. I didn't work for a year. And I said, Lord, I don't have time to find clients. So if you have a client for me, you're going to have to drop them in my lap. And my 4th daughter, she was about, I would say, like, 6 months old. I just started being like, I was booked out, and I didn't even, like, look for these leads. And so I was like, okay, Lord, like, I'll do this. And I got back into business. And then my 4th child, she was about 1.5 years, and the Lord pressed on my husband and I's heart that it was time to adopt. And I wrestled, because we were right out of the baby stage, just about. And I was like, oh, they're all going to be, like, in the same age group, going to school. And Like, I don't know. Are you sure? Like, can I handle it? Like, there's some days where I'm not even patient with my own kids. How can you trust me with another one? And that's a whole other story for another day. But we pursued adoption and my business was able to fund some of that. I also had to trust the Lord to get a remote part-time job to raise funds for my adoption. And so just like each season of life, I've had to trust the Lord and my seasons have changed. A few months ago, I was able to leave that remote job. My adopted son is a year old now. He just turned a year old. And I am so beyond just excited to see how the Lord is growing my business. And I fully believe that is because we obeyed him. Just to briefly answer that question is like, just trusting the Lord in each season and listening to what he wants me to do now and holding my business with a loose grip.
Ugh, you almost make me want to cry. But it's so beautiful to hear just the honest truth about an entrepreneur's journey. You know what I mean? Because as much as it can look a certain way, there's story behind it. There's just like the substance of surrender and real life emotions. And I just want to honor you, Melissa, because I see such a dedication to your family. I see such a dedication and just the overall, like, hey, this is where I'm at in life and it's okay. You know, it's okay to take a year off, even though, like you said, you had to wrestle and it wasn't as easy as the way we're speaking about it now. But just really the Lord has blessed you and your business and you able to support other women in their calling as a business owner. And so I just want to quickly have a couple more questions before we log off. What are your favorite systems to, like, with the website to help somebody just really free up some time so that they don't have to be a slave to social media?
Definitely growing your email list with your website. I know so many people that pay for ads to grow their email list the same amount that my website is doing that for free each month. And so knowing, like, if you can really focus on creating a freebie that people want, that your ideal audience is going to resonate with, you can then lead that to what's called a tripwire, which is like something that's related to that. And it's for like a really low ticket cost. So mine is $7. So once they sign up for the freebie, they get auto directed to this page saying, oh, but wait, you might want this. And I mean, this is like nothing to like write home about, but for me who just started doing the tripwire thing, I wish I did it a lot sooner. I'm selling about 10 of those a month. So that's like $70 a month. That's completely automated. And it's just kind of something happy when you open up your inbox and you're like, oh, I sold the tripwire. So at the same time, I'm growing my email list every single day with traffic to my website. And so I would say that's like number one is making sure you have a system within your website to be capturing those email addresses.
Yeah, 100% agree. And for those of you listening, I have a freebie down below in the show notes that it's brand new and it's launching today along with this podcast, along my website. So go ahead and check that out. It's been something that it's been in my heart for you to do. It's a mini course called Divine Confidence. And also, if you are interested and like the template that I have a code for you so you could save 10% off that template. It's the code's going to be Yolanda10. And all the information is going to be on the show notes. So, Melissa, before we wrap this up, I want to ask you a question that I haven't asked in a while to some of my guests, but I thought it'd be fun to do it. What does divine confidence mean to you?
To me, that means knowing who I am in Christ so that I can put the comparison away. I can know that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be if I'm listening to the Lord.
I love that answer. Okay, you guys. So all the information on the show notes for you to check out Melissa's website. Her templates are amazing, beautiful. Thank you so much on the launch of my website by helping me with the template and all the questions that I have. It's been such a beautiful blessing. And And I pray nothing but growth and prosperity for your business as well. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you so much.